At Makomboki Tea Factory, about 85 kilometers from Nairobi, Kenya, two factory workers are busy downloading macadamia husks that just arrived. The sound of a briskening machine can be heard at the background. According to the Kenya Tea Development Authority, an organization managing 66 small-scale tea factories in Kenya, a tea factory consumes about 13,000 cubic meters of energy on average. These tea factories use wood energy to wither and dry tea, a practice that has been contributing to massive deforestation in the country. Jackson Bambo, the national coordinator at the Kenya Forests Working Group, tells me that apart from cutting trees for tea processing, tea factories are responsible for clearing a lot of trees while establishing.
First of all, in establishing a tea factory, you need a lot of farmland where you'll grow the tea. When you want to do this, you have to cut many number of trees. When it's now time to process, you have to use a lot of fuel in terms of curing the tea leaves so that you have that scent of tea. And during this usage, there's a lot of consumption in terms of fuel because it's only fuel that can give us the high calorie value that is required, unlike the grid power, which is very expensive to most of the companies. And this is where the challenge comes in.
John Getau, the factory manager at the KTDA Makomboki Tea Factory, tells me that for the last 5 years, they have been felling over 40,000 to 60,000 trees per year.
For the last 5 years, we've been spending an average of 20,000 cubic meters of wood per year. And because we do not have very big trees, people are felling small trees. 2 to 3 trees would actually give you a cubic meter. So basically, we've been felling an average of 40 to 60,000 trees per year.
Over the years, wood has been scarce and declined in quality. Prices has skyrocketed from a low of £5 per cubic meter to a high of £14. John says that this is what led the factory to think of alternative and available sources of energy.
From December, we started an experiment, which is actually renewable because we are using byproduct of the macadamia husks, cashew nuts husks, rice husks, and sawdust, whereby we incorporated 10% of the alternative energy. Then we proceeded increasing the amount of alternative energy until by 1st of April, we were convinced that we would do 100% alternative energy.
The factory has been running on 100% alternative sources of energy for the last 4 months now. To realize this ambitious plan, the tea factory has had to overcome a number of hurdles.
We started with rice husk and we thought that it would work 100%. But because of the high silicon in rice husk, a lot of clinker was forming in the boiler. I went back to the drawing board and we found out that you can only incorporate up to 25% of rice husks. So we are doing that in our mix. 25% is only rice husk, and the other 75% is either macadamia or cashew nut or sawdust. The briquetting press is small. It is only able to give us 250 kilos of briquette per hour, and our consumption is between 800 and 1,200 kilograms per hour. So some we are briquetting, others we are using without briquetting, but 100% alternative source.
The alternative source of energy has not only helped Makomboki Tea Factory reduce its production cost, but is also improving the quality of tea they produce. John tells me that producing 1 kilogram of tea has reduced from a high of 6 cents to a low of 4 cents pounds.
We've been able to reduce our cost per kilogram of made tea from a high of 9 shillings and 95 cents to make 1 kilo of tea to a low of 7 shillings and 26 Kenya shillings. The steam in our boilers is now constant, as opposed to when we were using wood, there would be a lot of fluctuations. Now we are actually having consistent product quality. Our throughput has also gone up from 5,500 kilograms of tea per hour processing to 6,200 kilograms per hour. We have also realized a lot of savings in terms of diesel for our trucks. Our trucks would go long distances looking for wood. Last year, April to July, we used 12,000 liters of diesel for this period of 4 months that we have run without using any wood. We have only used 5,400 liters of diesel.
Cutting down trees adds more carbon dioxide to the atmosphere as the trees release the carbon dioxide they had stored. Frederick Njau, a sustainable development expert at Heinrich Bohr, warns that despite the realized economic benefits and saving trees, this alternative energy might not be a move to the right direction since it still emits carbon. Makomboki Tea Factory has been planting and encouraging its members to plant more eucalyptus trees, something that Njau suggested is not a solution, but the solution would be to encourage community members to plant more indigenous trees instead.
We cannot run away and say we are reducing emissions by shifting from eucalyptus trees to use of coffee husk or use of macadamia shells. It doesn't matter if you're not cutting a tree, still there will be emissions because even coffee husk would still emit carbon. And I think the solution would be now to look for far renewable energy sources that exist. It will only appear to be a move in the right direction if communities are not encouraged to plant more eucalyptus trees. Because we are talking about areas that are experiencing diminishing water levels. Let's encourage communities to plant the indigenous trees that are friendly to the climate, that they are friendly to their water, and that's the only way people can be able to adapt to climate change.